Summit Academy, being a pathway school, serves a wide variety of students. Having 3D printers has been an incredibly important part of how I teach moving forward. One, it's made it so the modality is a lot more than just on paper. Students are going to be a lot more hands-on and have been a lot more hands-on ever since we've had these. I like robos in particular. I find them to be really consistent. I like the fact that once I have them set, I can just forget them and let them go. I know that I can leave them on overnight. I know that I can access their camera if I have to. And rarely do prints fail with these. And they also come out looking really good as well. I teach high school science here at one of Denver's pathway schools. I focus on earth science and chemistry and have a background in engineering. As much as possible, I try to integrate topics that involve careers and STEM learning in my classroom. Technology always became a very intuitive part of how I teach. I found it's really important to use technology as much as possible to make more of what I teach. Increase accessibility for students and as much as possible make what they're learning more real life to what they may do in jobs in the future. A lot of the 3D modeling that we do in my classroom happens in earth science specifically because that class has the greatest sort of engineering pool for me and my students. Specifically right now, the students are engineering these little office buildings essentially, and we're going to be testing those on a shake table to see how their weight distribution affects whether or not they are more or less likely to fall over. And my students designed these in CAD themselves, and we were able to print them with these machines and get them into the real world. Similarly, we later on do an activity involving coastlines and tsunamis where students try to build the equivalent of a seawall. They CAD it out, they 3D model it, and then we print it and do a simulated flood test with it where we hit it with waves and see how well it slows down those waves. I think 3D modeling and things like this can really allow people to take things off of paper, off of a screen, and bring it into the real world. I've really enjoyed how these machines and this entire philosophy of design has empowered me and my students to learn in a way that I think is much more suitable to their needs.